MSNBC Scarborough, Gross: Trump is attacking Biden while he fights for Western democracy. By Pam Key on February 23, 2023. MSNBC host Joe Scarborough said Thursday on his show Morning Joe that former President Donald Trump was gross for attacking President Joe Biden and mentioning Trump water during his visit to East Palestine after a train derailment that caused hazardous materials to leak into the environment. Scarborough said, "The guy is so gross, he really is. Talking about Trump water, branded Trump water. By the way, he's such a hypocrite, too, talking about attacking Joe Biden while Joe Biden is going, you know, risking his life fighting for Western democracy, something he doesn't give a damn about. The guy who talks about suspending the Constitution. It's just absolutely insane. By the way, where was that guy when there were disasters? When there were train disasters, when he was President of the United States? I never saw him out. I never saw him out. Where was he? Why did he decide to go here?" He continued, "The President of the United States. The Commander-in-Chief, his preeminent responsibility constitutionally, you know, is to protect this country, protect the country as Commander-in-Chief. You can do two things at once." As Brit Hume said, just because officials show up to get their pictures taken doesn't really mean anything. The question is, what policies are being put in place? Scarborough added, "Now, listen, could Pete Buttigieg and other officials in the Biden administration gone there sooner? Yeah, even Pete Buttigieg says he could have gone there sooner. A lot of them should have gone there sooner. It is just idiocy to be attacking a president of the United States for risking his life, going into a war zone to send a strong message, pushing back against Russian tyranny. I mean, hell, do we go back and look at every time Ronald Reagan was going across the world to push back against communism, to see what disaster was going on in America and criticize him? I didn't hear Republicans do that." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.